As AI continues to advance, what new social media platforms or features can we expect to emerge that will help marketers and businesses better connect with their audiences? I don't know if there's going to be a new social media platform per se. I think a lot of people would be sus or intrigued. But then again, this is an AI-generated app, a lot of these social media platforms are already collecting data. What would this AI collect with this data with all these people? Because it's not human. I mean, I'm going further ahead, but like hopefully, like it might have some level of regulation. If there was a new app, it would be getting the best new features, the best features that made these products great. Then just somehow innovating on top of it. Like that's what makes humanity great, is that we find a way to innovate. But with AI, it's going to be able to innovate faster. So features, AI, data, and feedback to your creative. There's this one company called Meet Cortex, and it gave us what Facebook and all that stuff currently does, is it gives you quantitative feedback of like impressions, reach, and all that other stuff, engagement. What Cortex does is like it analyzes your entire like batch of posts from however long, and then what it does, it gives you qualitative data, like words like this does well, this color does well, and what it'll, I think those type of things are gonna be common in the future, where it'll tell you like videos like this do really well, videos of this like do really well, videos with this color do really well, and then eventually it can predict and tell you what to start posting next. As someone who can be who's creative, you can take that with a grain of salt, because obviously as creatives you want that freedom to just play. But for those who like things that are upfront, you'll save yourself a lot of like headache trying to figure out what to post, because then the algorithm and the AI and whatnot will just start posting stuff like this. And then I think that'll definitely help lessen the amount of time that businesses take in terms of being in terms of making the creative. And then it'll also help make it better for the audiences, because with that feedback, it'll be better creative that the audience likes. So
I don't know like what exactly a platform would be, but like I'm like in terms of like features, because like I think it's something that you brought up, but like, you know, as a creative, that's basically like creative feedback in a sense. I know some creative people, and also me sometimes, that like, you know, I work so hard on something, I put like my heart and soul into something, like other people have too, and then they don't get the numbers that they think it deserves. It's just like, you know, like this is great, and then they've showed other people before posting it, like, oh, they say it's great, but like only the people that thought it was great were the ones that interacted with it, basically. So I guess like something like that, like creative feedback, would be good. But like the feedback I'm thinking about is what could be like AI generated suggestions on how to, like, let's say it's a video, any length of video, it could be like short form video like TikTok, or like a full length long form video on YouTube or something, or on this platform, on this new platform, whatever it is. And you know, when you like you upload this, and it gives you like, oh, you know, you might not get, you know, the numbers because of A, B, and C, you said this or whatever, or you know, maybe try editing it to look like this, or color grade it this way, or add this a song, you know, add background music that sounds like this. It's, you know, you're essentially getting like notes from the actual platform that you're trying to post to, because I mean, not everyone has that access to people like that. Like if I made something and I showed it to you before, and then like I trust you as like an editor, producer, director, everything, like I trust you. If you say edit it like this, make it look like this, I will do it.
And the downside of that is like, even though I have my experience, it's like it's only just my experience. The upside with AI, it can literally pull data from multiple places and give you like something more solid.
And it also, you know, and in terms of like posting schedules and why this will work, like why this thumb, like, you know, maybe make like different thumbnails and like use these ones, because people, you know, they're, it, you know, AI is also learning, it's learning from humans, AI is learning from humans, so it's technically learning human behavior. So if you know, like pulling from whatever it learned from human behavior and like using that to like leveraging that knowledge to, you know, up your data, like your views, the engagement and all that. And then maybe conversions too, like for advertising. Like, I feel like that, like a platform like that or platform features like that to like existing platform would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say it's more fine-tuning the features, like letting go of things, since AI is like a good listening tool. It would allow social media to really fine-tune their craft. So that means we see less of what we don't like, and we see more of what we like. And this doesn't just mean content. This is also going to be good for brands, because instead of you saying things that are being advertised, it's going to be more specific to what you want, what you need. So I think it is going to make everything or social media presence really personalized, more personalized than how it is now. And trust me, we will all be shocked when it's there.